It's Christmas Day, Tuesday, December 25th, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On this day in history, the Christmas truce took place between the Germans and the Allies in World War I. On December 25th, 1914, Captain Robert Hamilton, a lieutenant with the Royal Warwickshire Regiment, made this entry into his diary, quote, "A day unique in the world's history. I met the German officer, and we arranged a local armistice for 48 hours. As far as I can gather, this effort of ours extended itself throughout the whole line. Soldiers on both sides met by the hundreds and exchanged greetings and gifts," end quote. It all started when the Germans heard the Allied troops singing Christmas carols on the other side of the line. A German lieutenant, Johannes Niemann, reported that, quote, "We started trading everything we had, tobacco, chocolate, schnapps, and ribbons. At one point, a Scottish bloke came outside with a football. It was the start of a real football match with caps as goals," end quote. The temporary truce took place at Ploegstert Wood on the Western Front near Flanders. Isaiah 9:6-7 declares, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." As you celebrate the advent of our mighty Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will you remember our brothers and sisters in other countries where they have to often celebrate in secret? William Stark of International Christian Concern said that Christmas celebration in countries where Christians are persecuted is a reminder of the core Christmas message.
You know, caroling, presents, trees, all this stuff, you know, great traditions, but they're not the center. They're not the actual meaning of Christmas. The actual meaning of Christmas is Jesus came, he was born, and it began this story that ultimately ends on the cross and our salvation. Mm-hmm. And persecution, in a way, has a way of uncluttering our faith.
May all your gifts, food, decorations, songs, and family time be centered in Jesus Christ and for his glory. UCA News reports that the Indonesian government is deploying 90,000 police officers and soldiers to protect some 50,000 Catholic and Christian churches across Indonesia during the Christmas holidays. This includes the main islands of Java, Sumatra, as well as Bali, North Sulawesi, Maluku, and Papua. Suicide bombers attacked a Catholic church in East Java on May 13th of this year, killing 18 congregants. China's fourth quarter business confidence index has sunk to its lowest position in 20 months. The American dollar is also